And now joining us is going to be, in just 1 second, Pastor Art, as Logan runs back to the control room. Pastor Art Pawlowski, he has been sentenced. It's making international news that he has been sentenced. And I hope they're not going to send him to jail. We're going to find out. Pastor Art, welcome back. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me again. I mean, just like you said, we Polish people, we know, we are fully aware of what's going on. We grew up behind the Iron Curtain, hearing the stories, of course, from our grandparents and the older generation about the atrocities of the Nazis. And then firsthand, I grew up under the boots of the Soviets. And what we are witnessing right now in 21st century is a repetition of history. It feels like I am actually living behind the Iron Curtain once again.
It is so sad. And, you know, we always say when it comes to the Holocaust and what happened in Nazi Germany, never again, never again, never again. But it seems as though it's happening, that there is a great depopulation plan, a great persecution plan, that certain people are being singled out because of their religious convictions. It seems like it is indeed happening again. But this time, the Holocaust, the depopulation, the murder is being done in a more clean fashion. They don't really need, as I've said for a long time. In fact, you go back to my documentary Siege, which came out in December 2019. That's 30-minute section I did with Dr. Mark Musser, who wrote the book Nazi Ecology on the Holocaust and the Green Holocaust that it was. I said in that documentary, came out in December 2019, the next Holocaust, they won't need rail cars, box cars, they won't need gas chambers. They will be able to use the healthcare system and active euthanasia. And that's exactly what they're doing. This is a cleaner way, if you will, a cleaner way of doing much of the same thing, rooted, I believe, in depopulation, rooted in globalism, rooted in socialism, Marxism, rooted in pagan spirituality, rooted in the idea that we're somehow damaging Mother Earth, a Malthusian worldview, that there's somehow only a limited number of resources available to support so many people. We have too many, so we got to bring the population down. There is a striking similarity between what's happening now in Nazi Germany, and those that doubt what he just said in making that connection, you go read the book Nazi Oaks. I mean, I should start getting some of his royalties as much as I promote his book. It's about that thick, by Dr. Mark Musser, Nazi Ecology. You'll understand the connection between what happened then and what happened now. Would you comment on that at all, Pastor?
It's totally, like I said, and I have been saying this just like you for the past 16 years about what's coming. I mean, we immigrants, we escaped totalitarian regimes. And when those types of movements are coming our way, we can smell them from far, far away. On October 13th, the judge, the wannabe judge, the one that works for the government, sentenced us. And listen to this. He gave us a compelled speech, like in China, like in Soviet Russia, like in North Korea. We have to, according to the law, we have to put a disclaimer every single time we open our mouth, either on social networks or in public or in church. We have to give a government-approved disclaimer about the COVID pandemic. Just like during Mao Zedong, those people, the Chinese people, had to carry placards on their necks telling the party line. Right now, what we're seeing in Canada is a repetition of history, but this time on this side of the world. So identical movements, identical narration, identical tyranny. Right now, you're absolutely right. This is a medical tyranny. They're using those wannabe doctors because they're not real doctors. Fauci is not a real doctor. He's a charlatan. He's a liar. He's a manipulator, proven liar, proven manipulator. And somehow they were able to lie to so many people.
So let me get this straight. You were sentenced, and was it you and your brother, or who was it?
Yes, three of us. We were sentenced to give every single time we talk to the public, social networks, media appearances, church. It doesn't matter where. If we talk to another human being, we have to give it a disclaimer that masks do work, social distancing is proven science, vaccinations are saving lives, And if we don't, we will be sentenced to prison. Also, this judge, he was so terrified by me traveling in your beautiful country for 4 months. I was in the United States of America, meeting with people like Mike Lindell, General Flynn, governors, congressmen, state senators, U.S. senators, and other media personalities, telling my story and warning Americans what is happening in Canada. This judge was so disgusted by this that he has put me, effectively, I have become a political prisoner in my own province. I am not allowed to leave my province for 18 months. Also, he levied over $50,000 penalties for me and my brother David, plus community service, and again, compelled speech that has never been done in this country. There's no precedence for a judge telling an individual, a free Canadian, what he can and cannot say. It's unbelievable. That's why it's making an international headlines, because we are talking about Iron Curtain. I mean, I am living right now with the rest of Canadians behind the Iron Curtain.
So, Pastor Art, I want people to get a pen and paper to find out a website, because I'm sure some folks want to help you. But let me back up 1 second. Now, are you compelled now to make that disclaimer even on this show? And when you just said what you did, does that, explaining the disclaimer, does that qualify for complying with the court order, what you just said? Is that the way it has to be? I mean, does that make you in compliance now?
No, not at all. And the minute after he pronounced his sentence, me and my brother David, we went in front of the media and a big crowd of people that gathered outside of the courtroom, and we broke the law according to them. We refuse to give that disclaimer. We will not comply. We are not living in China. This is not North Korea. This is not Soviet Russia. This is Canada. And we will fight against this tyranny. I refuse to bow before tyrants. I will not read the disclaimer. I will not agree with the totalitarian medical tyranny that lies to the people. You see, effectively, what this judge wants me to do, and he's not a judge, he's a political activist. What he wants us to do is to lie to the people first, in order for us to be able to preach the truth. I cannot do that. So effectively, this guy is telling me I cannot be a pastor for the next 18 months. I simply will never bow before an order like this. So technically speaking, I am breaking his court order, and I can be arrested. Even right now, as we speak, the police can come and arrest me.
Do you think that is going to happen?
I think it's not going to happen. I'll tell you why. Because the story is making international waves right now. Everybody's talking about it. Because if they can do this to an individual, that means you're next. Politician can be next. Another media outlet can be next. I mean, a judge can be next. Another judge. So if this will stand, if they would proceed in arresting me and forcing this, that means Canada is no longer a democracy. Canada is a totalitarian state. So I think that they have overkilled themselves. They pushed it so far that now they are realizing it's backfiring at them. I will keep preaching the truth. I'll speak the truth. And I will always refuse to bow before the totalitarian mandates. First of all, they're not science. They're not truthful. And they are hurtful to the human beings. Why would anyone, and especially a pastor, a clergyman, bow before such orders is beyond me. I will not do it. My brother David is not going to do it as well.
Do you ever feel like, there's three of you, by the way, that did this, right?
That's right. There is another man, Chris Scott. He's a restaurant owner that faced the same wrath of the government because he dared to open his restaurant. We were charged with my brother David, listen to this, inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service, and participating in a church gathering, which was, according to them, an illegal gathering. Those are the charges. It's not about stealing, lying, cheating. It's not about pedophilia. It's not about murdering or planning a terrorist attack. No, no, no. Those people can do whatever they want. It's about opening the church where people can come and listen to the truth. Because in the Bible, it says the truth shall set the captives free. And evil always is afraid of the truth. Liars fear the truth the most.
Do the three of you ever feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Well, I like that because Jesus
has anyone ever made that analogy? Because there's three of you.
Not yet, but I like it because in the middle of the fire, Jesus deals with our enemies. He sets the captives free. He makes us a testimony and promotes us. So I like the story, and I'll take it. I want to tell you that there is one of your writers in America that is has given a powerful statement. I want to read it to the people. George R.R. Martin. He says, when you tear out a man's tongue, you're not proving him a liar. You're only telling the world that you fear what he might say. Those liars are so terrified of what we might say that they have tried effectively to put a muzzle on our mouths, and it's not working. It's backfiring at them, and I think it will keep backfiring at them thanks to people like you, like Mike Lindell, General Flynn, and others that are willing to carry the story all around the world.
Here's a headline from MSN. Anti-mask pastor ordered to preach science and pay $23,000 fine. Pastor Art Pulowski, a pastor of Street Church Ministries in Alberta, Canada, has been known for organizing religious services that break COVID-19 restrictions. This week, Court of Queen's Bench Justice Adam Germain ruled that in addition to probation and paying a $23,000 fine, which should be the $50,000 I guess you're mentioning between the two of you, that when preaching, Pulowski must also note that most scientific opinions contradict what he claims. His brother David and Christopher Scott, owner of the Whistle Stop Cafe, were also handed court decisions after all three were found in contempt of court convictions. Quote, they are on the wrong side of science, end quote, CBC reported Germain as saying. Quote, they are also on the wrong side of common sense, end quote. According to CBC, Arthur is expected to pay $23,000 fine, and his probation will last 18 months. His brother David will pay $10,000, serve 12 months on condition. Scott will pay $20,000, will serve 18 months of probation. In their speeches or sermons, medical or scientific evidence must be presented to listeners. Probation hours must include community service at homeless shelter, food bank, charity, but the brothers' work with the ministry would not count. The outlet also reported that Germain suggested they use the phrases like, quote, I am unaware that the views I'm expressing to you may not be held by medical I am aware that the views I'm expressing to you may not be held by medical experts, end quote. You know, this is very interesting because they want you to work with the poor. Don't you already have a ministry for decades reaching and feeding the poor?
Over 22 years. And you read an article. They can't even get the story straight. It's $53,000 between the two of us. Also, 18 months probation. I'm not allowed to leave the province of Alberta. And 120 hours community, even though for 22 years I work with the homeless people and I feed thousands of them every single week. So this judge for 45 minutes, when he was reading his sentence, he was so disgusted with me personally that I was traveling in the States and having meeting with the politicians. And also he said that, you know, from the financial point of view, this should be more severe because, of course, I am popular, he says. Therefore, I have an ability to raise more money. I mean, everything this guy said had nothing to do with the merits of the case, nothing to do with the law and order, but everything about political. This was a political vendetta. That's what it was, by his minions that ordered him to find us in contempt. The court order was never given to us. And yet we were found guilty ex parte of breaching a court order that was never given to us. I mean, the level of insanity in this case is like straight from the show trials during the Soviet era.
Man. So is this judge, is he elected or is he appointed?
He was appointed by a Liberal Party. The Liberal Party, those are like your Democrats that are ruling in Canada right now. So he was appointed by a Liberal, and he was a Liberal politician before he became a judge. So this thing from the very beginning had nothing to do with merits of the case or law and order. This was a political show trial to make an example out of us to scare others from rising up.
So are you going to object to this? Can you appeal this to a higher court?
We are already appealing it. Our lawyers, we have four lawyers, they're drafting an appeal. Next week, we're going to be filing. We have 30 days to appeal it. And we're going to fight all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada if needs be. And again, I and my brother David, we refuse to bow before the tyranny and the compelled speech. We're not CBC reporters. We are not CNN reporters. They have the liars already. Will not participate in becoming their cooking story reporter.
Will you pay the fine?
We're not paying anything. We're appealing the whole case and see what happens in the appeal courts.
Are you going to start doing community service?
I'm already doing a community service, feeding thousands of people every single week. I will continue to do what I'm called to do, and we are appealing every aspect of this crazy judgment. We also started a campaign, firethejudge.com, firethejudge.com. We have already over 20,000 signatures, and we're going to do everything in our power to fire this guy, because obviously he is not capable of being a judge anymore. He, like I said, he ranted for 45 minutes about how terrible of a human being I am because I travel in the States and I do not follow their party line, their political science. And he was more interested in that than in actual case. So obviously his judgment is clouded. He's not capable of being a judge. He needs to go. He needs to be fired. And if you want to support us, go to www.streetchurch.ca. Streetchurch.ca. You will be able to see what we're doing. And you can support us by using PayPal and e-transfer. And you can send us a check as well. This is a fight for our lives. If Canada falls, be very careful. Because if Canada falls, America is next.
Give that website again, Pastor.
www.streetchurch.ca.
Streetchurch.ca. Okay, so the website is firethejudge.com, is that right?
That's to fire him, yes.
Okay, so Logan, give me a thumbs up in there. Can you see this? Logan, can they see this? Okay, here's the here. This took me to Rebel News when I typed that in. Reed judges outrageous ruling in Pastor Art's case. The official written decision from the from Justice Adam Germain has been released, documenting the outrageous statements while he decided Pastor Art Pawlowski's fate. Now, I don't know what's going
to... this corrupted judge.
Oh, man, this is you after right out of court?
That's right.
Okay, let me play a minute of this. Are you going to get the audio or not, Logan? Oh, I'm not plugged in, probably. It's probably down on the floor. Hang on. I can't reach down there that far. I just play it? It'll pick up on that mic? All right, let's try it.
When I address the courts, what a sham of a court hearing. We never stood a chance. The Rook order, the judge, so-called, asked his friend, another judge, Germain, to look over this case, a friend of a friend. And the Rook is his boss. We never stood a chance.
Wow. Wow. Wow, you are a gutsy, gutsy guy. Wow, you really are a gutsy guy. I mean, I just have to commend you. I wish we had more men like you. I guess you are filled with a lot of toxic masculinity, aren't you, Pastor Art?
Well, first of all, I am a Polish immigrant. And if you know anything about Polish history, you know that to survive all those different Ottoman empires and Genghis Khans and Russians and Germans, we had to become very tough. So I guess I am my father's son.
You know, they're scared of guys like you. They are so scared of guys like you. This is why I wrote in my book and in my documentary Brainwashed, and then my book Marxianity, I wrote so heavily and straightforwardly about this idea of toxic masculinity, white privilege, you know, the need to paint people like you and me as white supremacist and fascist and authoritarian personalities, to destroy, you know, historical figures like the Founding Fathers, to destroy men like John Wayne. In my documentary Siege, I have a whole section about how they were trying to destroy John Wayne and why. A staunch anti-communist, John Wayne was a staunch anti-communist, did many documentaries and films and productions that were extremely patriotic. The reason they hate guys like us is because they're afraid of what you're doing. They know they must destroy guys like you and get rid of people like you. You are a perfect example of what they fear and what they hate.
You know, in the Bible, it says that the truth shall set the captives free. So anyone that dares to speak the truth publicly, the liars are afraid. What we are facing right now is the greatest destruction of the small and medium-sized businesses, the middle class in the history of mankind. What we are witnessing is the greatest elimination of opposition. If people would only understand what's really going on, they would push this great evil away. And how you do it? You've got your heroes. Martin Luther King Jr. did it during the Civil Rights Movement, Mahatma Gandhi, Solidarity Movement with Lech Wałęsa. We have to take it to the streets. We have to show them who is the boss. There is more of us than of them. And like I have been always saying in America, lions never bow before the hyenas. We eat hyenas for breakfast.
And, you know, in closing, Pastor, you were told that you could go back to your country. That was not a problem. And when they landed, they made a big show of arresting you. What was that big show all about? Just, again, intimidation and showing the public what's going to happen if you follow in the footsteps of Pastor Art?
That's exactly a show trial. Our lawyers contacted the authorities and they asked them, hey, Pastor Art Palowski is coming back to Canada. Is there any problems? Should we be aware of anything? Are there any pending arrests? No, nothing. And then when we were in the air, miraculously, two warrants for my arrest appeared within that hour. When I landed, I was immediately arrested and charged criminally, not just civil contempt now. I am being charged criminally for officiating a church service in June, just before I went to the States, and for not wearing a muzzle in April of 2021. I was arrested, handcuffed, taken to the police detention. The police was waiting for me in ambush like predators. Their police vehicles were hidden behind the building. But I don't know what they thought, that I am a new leader of Al-Qaeda or I'm smuggling President of United States of America, Donald Trump, to Canada so he can fix our country as well. I got no idea. They broke to my computer looking for something. The customs look at me. They said, we will search everything. I said, well, whatever, search everything. I have nothing to hide. I have not been smuggling anything except what's here in my brain and in my heart, which is the truth. And that's what they are terrified of the most.
And let me say this in closing. How big of a role has conservative media in America played in helping you? Have we collectively, conservative media, the alternative media, conservative conferences, have we made a difference?
Oh, huge. I truly believe that if it was not for you and people like you, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, and others that I met in the past 4 months when I was in the States, they would walk over me and finish me off. I would be rotting in prison right now. But because you're willing to tell the public the truth, they're terrified because they know whatever they do to me, you're going to talk about it and the whole world will know that Canada has fallen, that Canada is no longer a democracy, that in the northern border, you have China right now, and they're afraid of you.
China, I love that. I don't love that it is, but it's so appropriate, China. Well, you're right, because we've been tracking your case. We continue to track your case, and we use this platform to defend people, to defend freedoms and liberty, and including you in Canada and all of our great Canadian friends. I was on the phone for an hour today with another friend of mine from Canada, Carl Tykrib, talking about globalism and what he does. He's a great Christian conservative Canadian. So we are all working together. These are two lifeboats that are tied together, Canada and America, and we better stick together or we'll go down together. You agree?
100%. And I have been saying this for so long. Americans, you have in your DNA liberty and freedom, and you have come to our rescue before. It's time for the great American eagle to rise up again and start flapping its wings. We need to come together in unity under the banner of liberty and push this great globalistic, devilish evil away from our children and from the future of our nations.
Amen. Okay, I want you to give your website one more time, please.
www.streetchurch.ca.
All right, streetchurch.ca. If anything breaks, anything comes up, if they come to arrest you or anything, I want your attorney, I want to make sure you give your attorneys my cell phone number, my text number, give it to your family so that if you can't reach me, I want your family to be able to reach me so we can continue to broadcast if we need to, God forbid, to talk about you if they come get you. We need to make sure your family knows how to get a hold of us so we can get the word out across this nation and world, all right? So make sure other people in your team have my number if we need to get a hold of your team or your team needs to get a hold of us to keep reporting your case, because we believe that you're right. We believe that sunlight is the best disinfectant, as one guy said. And as long as we have a lot of light on you and keep you very, very public, I think they're going to be very afraid to do too much. So let's keep shining the light on your story. Make sure your team has our contact info as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor, for your courage. Appreciate it.
Thank
Pastor Art Pawlowski checking in tonight from Canada.